Our Honest Life is a minimally edited, slice-of-life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.
And then I can't do it, and then I want to get to the part that I can do, which is... That was the Game of Thrones opening music, because no one could tell.
No one could. Welcome to Our Honest Life, Church and Mercy. This is our do-over episode. Well, like do-over number 17.
Mm-hmm.
I think we only have like 17 episodes, but this is do-over number 17. That's how many times they're just not usable.
They're pretty bad.
No, they're like amazing, but I think the only people that understand what we're talking about is us. And unfortunately for us, we have like a listener or two now, so we can't just put up podcasts that only make sense to us, because our whole listeners, it's hard to say that now. I'm not used to it. I'm so used to just having a listener. I'm sure we'll shortly return to the quality where we only have one listener again.
Where it's a squirrel listening on a hand crank radio.
That's what I assume most internet bots are powered by.
Squirrels. Squirrel on a hand crank radio.
The hand crank botting machine.
The internet of things. It's just a bunch of squirrels on treadmills.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's just my brain. Yeah, it's powered by a squirrel on treadmill.
This brain was brought to you by squirrel on treadmill. Yeah, so we have people listening to us, and we now have to be aware of how terrible we are, and we can't just release any old thing.
No, why just to release any old thing?
Look.
It won't stop us.
So the stuff that we keep back is really bad. The stuff that we release isn't much better.
Hmm.
It is, but it's just like, it's more coherent slightly. There's a very fine line.
I don't know. Go back to some of those episodes. It's not coherent.
Oh, yeah. I had a tendency to like ramble on and get really serious.
Oh, yeah. You're the problem.
So.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones ended.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that happened.
I watched it and I was very underwhelmed the entire episode. I'm sitting there going, well, nothing really is happening. It's like, oh, these people are talking. It's nice. It was enjoyable. And then it ended and I was just like, well... Why would you end a TV series like that? But it's not the series ending, correct, Church?
What, you still don't know? We've had this conversation. I think you know now.
I had to replay it for comedic effect for the podcast. I thought it was the series finale.
Yeah, you thought that was it. You thought that was as much tying up of loose ends you were going to get and as much of the story you were going to get.
I was just very disappointed. I don't understand why people like this series so much, because... That was just a shit ending.
To be fair, this season has been criticized more than any other season, I think, for the quality of the writing. And this is the season where it's quite evident they don't have George R. R. Martin's outline anymore. Like, all they really have is they know where it's going, like where it needs to end. They know the ending, but how they get there, like, I think they're just making up. They know they need to get these characters to this point, and they know only these characters are at this point, so they kind of just figured out, these ones must be dead or something.
You know.
You know? Who do I know?
You know people.
I know a people.
At least a people. I was going to say something, and...
Man, I hope so.
That rabbit is gone. It's off in the distance.
It was a squirrel with a crank. There is no rabbit. No one knows what you're talking about.
Crank that squirrel.
Don't crank squirrels.
There's so
everyone,
many squirrels.
Everybody listening, this is my public service announcement. If you come across a squirrel, don't crank it.
Don't crank that squirrel. It's the new hip-hop sensation for the
hip-hop sensation. Is it a dance?
It was an...
I'm doing the cranky squirrel.
Those public safety videos. Don't crank squirrels.
Be safe, kids. It's me, Snoop. Don't cranks squirrels.
Please do your Snoop impersonation.
I don't know how to do a Snoop. I don't know how to do an anyone impersonation. It's just a slightly shitty version of everyone. That's all I can do. Isn't Snoop kind of like always smiling through like really thin like lips? It's just the tiniest hint of a smile, and he's just speaking through that all the time. All right. You got a list of things you wanted us to try and talk about. Game of Thrones ended, but you thought it ended. It did not end. It will end, like, next year, but more than likely now they're rumoring 2019. It might skip 2018, because they're going to be filming, they said, well into August of next year.
I feel like it could get really good before it was very, oh, it was so long.
That's what people Nothing love. Happened. Yeah, that's why you don't like it, but that's why the rest of the world likes it. And now you're like, I like this. And it's the rest of the world's like, I don't know, not as good as it was. They're not taking their time anymore.
Yeah, because I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons for like the past 15 years, and we always just go, so you travel and you get there and it's okay. Because nobody wants to travel for 4 hours in a game real time. And I definitely don't want to watch it on TV.
Yeah, there was a season where we watched that on TV. Arya just kept traveling.
This is why, never getting anywhere.
She like just like couldn't get anywhere.
Oh, Arya was, she'd go from one place, and then as soon as she'd get there, the people would be like, oh, these people just left. And she's like, damn, those are the people I was looking for. And then she would try to intercept them, and then she'd get there before they were supposed to arrive, and it was like, didn't you hear? They got waylaid and went somewhere else. She's like, fuck. There's so many episodes of Game of Thrones we didn't watch. So many. There's like a season.
No, there were like two seasons we skipped. Well, that's, I skipped them because I'd read the books and I was totally bored watching things I basically knew.
I skipped them because there was a lot of infanticide. And I was like, I'm not really down with this right now.
Don't kill children.
And now I'm like, yeah, whatever. Oh, well.
And you're like, oh, my babies are starting to grow up and I want to murder them. Let me watch that Game of Thrones. Yeah, kill some kids.
Like, this is why people love this.
Mercy, sit down. Put that pillow down. Stop reenacting what you're seeing on TV. What else is on the list? Game of Thrones? Eh, whatever.
The next thing...
Was Jon Snow hot? Is that the next question?
I don't know. Kip Harington just looks confused all the time. So, he's got very bulbous muscles. Is that hot? I don't know. He's not my type.
All right.
So my list is Game of Thrones ended, - I was confused. Immediately under that is penis muscle.
Oh, yeah. Penis muscle.
You injured yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow. We don't know.
No, I think it's yoga, or it happened, and not saying it's a result of this, but I think it happened the night where you started to, like, you reached into my pants and started to, you know, jerk me off a bit. Or maybe you didn't reach into my pants. Maybe I pulled my shorts down.
I was just wearing shorts. No, I definitely had my hand down your pants.
Anyways, that part's not really that important. It either happened then or it happened when we were doing yoga. Or maybe it was the same night I did yoga and then I got a hand job and then we had sex. And then maybe that is what, you know, somehow I sort of pulled some sort of muscle in there. But like a weird sort of muscle I've never really pulled before. So it's a pain I'm not familiar with. And it's not super alarmingly painful, but it's a weird, strange sensation when I move it just the wrong way. But the odd thing is it makes me more sensitive. It makes me more aware of my junk. And when I'm more aware of it, I'm more aroused all the time. It's like, it's like a strange curse someone's put on you where they hurt you. It's like, you can't not touch it, but every time you touch it, it will hurt more. You are slowly killing yourself, but you want to touch it. Touch it. So that's basically the life I've been living.
Is that like when Homer has the donut for a head and he can't stop eating himself?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's so delicious.
That's it's along those lines.
You just can't stop touching your dick.
Why? Well, like, I can't stop. Like, I'm like kind of slightly turned on because I guess it's acutely inflamed or something. Maybe not acute, maybe that's not the right word, but it's slightly inflamed down there.
And it's a minor inflammation. It's a minor irritation, so you are more aware of the nerve endings in the area.
I don't know. It's inflammation. Then, like, there's more blood down there just naturally. And yeah, anyways,
mm-hmm.
Slightly horny. Just like a low-grade horny. Low-grade.
Puberty.
No, puberty's high-grade horny off and on. It's a confusing, strange time, and you overly focus on things that have nothing to do with sex, because you just got to figure this out.
Did you see the way that girl closed her locker door? It's so hot. You don't know why, but it gave you a boner.
Wow. Yeah, no, not everything just gave you boners, but you had, like, more energy than you knew what to do with.
Like, sexual energy?
I don't know. What's the difference between regular energy and sex energy? Is there a difference? You just jazzed up.
They're related.
You just focus it on doings. But it's not necessarily about doings. You could run a race instead. Instead, you're like, let's hump.
No, when I was super horny as a teen, or like, you know, when I get super horny
Yeah, it was only now, when you were a teen.
Yeah, it's just stopped.
Now. But when I get horny now, I can really remember it because it doesn't happen.
No, so when I get super worked up, it's definitely all the energy is focused towards the crotch. It's like crotch energy. It's like a laser beam is going to, you know, Cyclops, for some
the
X-Men. Reason. The yes, not yeah. the Cyclops.
Yeah, well.
The Cyclops, the X-Men.
Yeah, Hercules, the Cyclops, tore off all my clothes.
Ha ha ha. Starring Norman Feld as Zeus. Oh, that derailed my train of thought, because now I'm just thinking about that Simpsons episode we quote all the time.
I don't know, you're going to tell me something about Cyclops, the X-Men, with your horniness.
Oh, yeah. So Cyclops can inexplicably produce a beam out of his eyes. And
it's not inexplicable. That's his mutant yes, mutation.
His mutation. He
laser eyes.
He mutantly can create laser eyes.
Oh, I don't even think they're lasers. What are they? They're optic blasts.
Yeah.
Like some, omega beams? No, that's Darkseid.
Some giant, angry, raging nerd is going to tweet us, and they're going to be like, fucking idiot.
Giant, angry, raging nerd. I'm picturing out like a nerd who's just worked out like crazy. He's wearing a tight, white, button-up shirt, but it's like barely being held on. He's got thick black glasses and slicked back hair.
Oh, that nerd, damn,
and
that
he's pissed because he's so pissed because of all the roids he does all the time.
What was the name of that TV show that we watched?
Destiny.
With the British chef who was like an SS agent or something.
Gordon Ramsay.
No. But he was kind of nerdy looking, and he had big ass black glasses, but he had huge biceps.
You don't Dinner know Impossible.
Name. Oh, Dinner Impossible.
Yeah,
so you remember the name
of
the show.
His name's in there somewhere. It'll come to me like at the end of the podcast. It'll be the last thing I yell
shout
out.
Shout it.
I'll just yell it out.
That's better than the last thing that you yelled and the last thing we tried to record, which was, you gotta make the money.
You gotta make the money. No one will ever be able to know what that was about.
They'll also miss what immediately came before you gotta make the money, which was dick-sucking jellyfish.
And well, then, you gotta make the money, you know?
Yeah. They were combined. You'll never know how. You will go to your graves unfulfilled. That's a shitty curse.
No one's gonna be thinking about that later on. No, I had the curse. I had the, I curse you horny, but you hurt yourself more. Yeah, so I can't help myself. I still have to have sex with you. I still have to do all the other stuff. But what was it? Yesterday, I'm like, I don't think we can do it. I need to take a break.
You always say that. And then somehow we're having sex.
It felt better. Not only that, I even masturbated earlier in the day before that, too. Because I figured that would help and get it out. Because I could be more gentle.
You're a gentle lover with yourself.
Yeah, and much to my horror, our 6-year-old son just booted in our bedroom door again. Just
it
like
was great.
He booted it in.
I heard it.
While I'm sitting at the computer desk, like out of like a shitty movie. Luckily, he can't see over our bed, really.
And he doesn't pay attention to anything around him.
No,
regardless.
No. Well, no, and I had, luckily, I was ready to like minimize the window the entire time. I always had the mouse positioned over it just in case. So the moment that door, I heard any sound, the window was minimized, and like I had that little hand towel somewhere on the desk, and I just, you know, casually reached up my hand and slid that on down to, you know, my
penis
lap
town.
underneath the desk there.
He was outside playing. Busting in the door, I was like running up the stairs. I knew that he was going right upstairs, and I was hopeful that you had had enough time, but when I heard him open the door, I was like, oh shit, and I just sprinted up there, and I was like, buddy, you gotta knock, and I just pulled him downstairs.
Yeah, he booted that door in.
He hates doors.
He was on a mission. He was looking for something, too. It was something ridiculous. He never even looked at me. He was looking at the floor, looking for something he thought he left on our bedroom floor.
It's always ridiculous. It's like, have you seen where I put my skeleton glove filled with magnets?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, no, why would I see that? I don't keep track of these things.
So I think that's why parents lose their sex drive, because they had kids and they just can't do it, they used to do all the time.
They're just cock-blocked all the time.
They're just in your way. It's awful. The alternative is just to be like, kids, you just can't get big, huge locks on the doors.
It probably ruins marriages, because people probably
get really weird. This is just like the stuff they never really talk about. You know, you never really hear this reason for why shit goes south. You just hear, oh, we drifted apart. Yeah. And now you had kids and you couldn't screw around anymore. You just didn't feel appropriate doing it. So you like compartmentalize that part of your brain and shut it down.
Yeah, people get
weird. And
then you
die inside.
Well, I can't be a parent and still like that stuff. It's like, why? What changed? Well, I have kids now. Well, you're not introducing them to it, right? Like...
Game of Thrones.
They don't even know what I'm doing in the kitchen when I'm making dinner when they're in
It's still a
room.
Mystery to them, yeah. They're Food just like, appears.
Hey, can I have pancakes? Yeah, sure. Great, where's my pancakes? Did you see me leave? No. I'm standing in the exact same spot. This is still part of the same sentence. You did not see me make pancakes. Where do you think they come from?
Yeah, and it's not like we haven't educated them on, like, cooking takes time and showing them and asking them to help and demonstrate. And...
Yeah, no.
The older one has, like, made meals. And so
we put meals
one.
In air quotes there, didn't we? Plus we can put it in italics and underline it. She's made meals.
So, yeah, they're confused.
When she listens to this when she's older, she's going to be so mad at me.
We just won't tell her what it is.
No, they should never listen to this. It's awful. But, you know, they'll probably find it. Oh, well.
It's going to be
kids,
weird. Because people...
I'm not sorry. This is who I am. Or who I was at this moment.
People's kids are going to get older, and they're going to find, like, old pictures of their parents, like, drinking shots when they were, like, 17.
Oh, yeah. In this day and age? Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be very different. Like, there's some pictures, like, we have of our parents when they're young, but it's only, like, 10 photos, you know, in a photo album stuffed in a closet somewhere. And you're like, ooh, weird. Wonder
Your
what they were like.
Dad was drinking a beer.
They had a beer once. Yeah, no. Hey, there's Dad with a funnel. Chugging who knows how many beers. Doing a keg stand. And,
Man, Dad texted like a douche.
Dad still texts like a douche.
Emojis all over.
Oh, too many emojis. I can't help myself. They're stupid pictures. I like them.
I can send you a picture of a frog. I can just do that. It's like, look, cartoon frog.
Well, actually, I like those other...
The GIFs?
Yeah.
The GIFs?
GIF.
Fuck it. I don't know. It's
GIF,
pronounced
GIF.
Both ways.
I don't know. One of them's
it's
a peanut butter.
I'm by GIFuel.
Fueled
yeah.
by GIF.
Remember when we bought that peanut butter that we both hated?
What? Which one? Oh, Skippy.
Skippy?
Yeah. Piece of shit. I hope we just lost the Skippy
butter.
Sponsorship gig. Piece of shit.
Skippy.
It's too creamy buttery. It's just gross.
Skippy, now partnered with Audible.
It's like too much sugar. It was yucky. It was too creamy.
It was, the texture was unpalatable. It had an unpleasant mouthfeel.
Then they talked about peanut butter for 5 minutes. Oh
yeah.
My God.
Peanut butter.
There wasn't even a good talk about peanut butter.
People who are actually listening to this.
All they did was shit on Skippy.
like,
what are good peanut butters? Nope, nothing like that. No objective information. Just fucking shitting on things.
It's that nerd.
Millennials.
It's that angry, ripped nerd. Oh, fucking millennials.
So I have a bunch more bullshit on this list.
Huh?
70 t-shirts.
I like them millennials. What? 70 t-shirts.
70 t-shirts. Is how many t-shirts church owns.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I counted them. There's 70 t-shirts.
Did you count them?
It was a rough estimate, but it was over 64.
And I don't even really like most of them anymore.
They all look identical at a certain point.
Well, maybe, yeah.
So you have your nerd culture t-shirts,
which
all tend to go to
Well, I go through phases.
Yeah.
I got an awful lot of Star Wars on the go currently.
Yes, your heavy Star Wars rotation. And then you have stripes, and then you have solids.
We got a lot more genre t-shirts.
Mostly Star Wars.
No, there's some Doctor Who ones, there's a couple Marvel.
Some Transformers.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just thinking it's mostly Star Wars because I do the laundry.
Well, I favor them far more.
I'll fold 10 Star Wars shirts in a row.
Yeah. Well, and we did go to Star Wars Celebration.
Four of them are mine.
And I, you know.
So I can't give you all the blame. Our laundry... It's 90% Star Wars because you bought me Star Wars pajamas. So I wear Star Wars pajama pants a lot.
Oh, yeah. I went out of my way to buy you something that wasn't specifically on your Christmas list.
Thank you for buying me Star Wars pajamas. They are super comfy.
Yeah, just, no, I just
exactly
wanted to make that clear to our listener. We're back down to one at this point.
It's the squirrel.
Hand crank squirrel.
Hand crank squirrel.
Don't hand crank those squirrels.
The hand crank squirrel episode.
But I need to make clear to the squirrel that. You wanted that. That wasn't me, like, forcing my love affair on you.
I don't think that it was.
If only I loved the children the way I love Star Wars. No.
Wow.
What's the weirdest thing? What's the weirdest, shittiest thing you can think of? I know. I like to play with emotional beats. All right.
It's true. You can say things in a certain tone and just ruin someone's day. is amazing.
Yeah, but then I laugh and walk
people
away.
Don't realize that they have that power. Like, sometimes they do, but most of the people who realize that use it for really shitty reasons. It's just weird to make people feel things.
Yeah, I make people feel shitty for half a second, then I tell them, nah, just kidding, and then they have an endorphin rush. They're like, oh, thank God.
It's like when you're tipping in a chair, when you're kind of leaning back, and then you almost fall, and you catch yourself, and you have that split second of, oh, fuck, I'm going to die, and then you feel amazing, and you're like, oh, I'm invincible.
I don't know, I like to leave people feeling off balance, but hopefully leaning towards the good.
It's true.
It's weird.
You're not a Debbie Downer. You don't say things that are meant to make people feel really shitty and then just look at them to make sure that they realize the extent of the shittiness and then leave. You're always like, hey, think of something that might not be this pleasant. And then they think of it for half a second and you're like, but no, not really. Here's something better. And they're like, oh man, that's right. Two sides exist. Good and bad.
You can't know pleasure without knowing pain. Here's some pain. Anyways, here's the pleasure.
You can't know pleasure.
You can't what? Know. You can't know.
You can't know.
You can't know. Ugh. No, that's no. Then she whispered pleasure.
Oh, we're going to have to do this episode over.
Yeah, that's a do-over.
The last thing on the list.
Who was in the movie, The Do-Over?
The Do-Over. What was that movie even about? The Do-Over.
Having a baby on top of another baby.
Was it?
No.
No?
That's not a movie.
What? What movie was this?
Well, The Do-Over is a movie. Having a baby on an, I don't know, probably Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn.
No, I'm sure
Jason
he's not.
Bateman?
Yeah.
Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds.
Could be.
Mm.
Could be.
That sounds like a real movie. Did you just make that up?
Oh, it's a real movie, but I don't know who's in it. Because nobody saw it, except for the friends of the people who were in it. And they had to pretend to like it.
Oh, that's a great movie. And I love the title. It's so clever. No one has ever seen it.
We probably saw it.
we probably saw it in the theater.
We saw it like 3 times. Probably love that movie. The Do-Over. Yeah.
Sean William Scott? No.
No. Maybe? He's not around much anymore.
Is that the one with Christopher Walken? No. No. Damn
what?
It.
That's The Rundown.
The Rundown. That's the
wow.
one.
Yeah. That's The Rock.
Doo-doo-doo.
The Rock and Sean William Scott did a movie together.
They did.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken yells at people about the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, he sure does. He's a bad guy. All right.
Yeah.
What else is on your list?
Old Sesame Street songs.
Oh, how many of those can you remember?
So many. Like tons of them.
All right. That was a good topic.
Because I love music. One I love to bother everyone in the house with is the 11 song. And if you've never heard the 11 song from like Sesame Street.
That sort of shrill, high-pitched singing of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely 11. 11 morning.
11's the number for me. Can't you see? Yeah. 11 squirrels cranking. 11.
You have to yell sing as loud as you can. While prancing through the house and waking everyone up whenever it's 11 o'clock.
I always remember that song about what's alive.
Yeah, because a rock's not alive, no, 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 no. And a chair's not alive, no, 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 no.
Doesn't eat or sleep or grow, and that is how you know.
But a plant is alive, yeah, 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 yeah. I like the pigs in high heels one. I got a new way to walk, walk. I got a new way.
Yeah, I don't really remember that one. I know you sing it all the time. Don't really remember it. I remember the one where the song you have to about brushing your teeth. You brush your teeth. Do you ever see that one?
No.
No, it's an older one too. I also remember like when they would spoof all the other like popular music at the time. They still do that, mm-hmm. But I remember like they had the Beatles on there. What were the Beatles singing? Letter B. Yeah, yeah. Instead of Let It Be. Yeah.
Letter B, Letter B, Letter B.
That's all I can remember from that song. I remember other songs like when that weird guy in a trench coat would stop Ernie on the street and try to sell him letters in his...
oh, yeah.
In his, like, you know, jacket. Would you like to buy an O?
They were...
It's circular and neat. It'll cost you just a nickel.
They were really normalizing weirdos in trench coats peddling shit to kids on the street.
Muppets are weirdos.
Sesame Street, that's just where the crew from the Muppet Show grew up.
Yeah, Sesame Street got lame when they had to like start cleaning it all up, I think. Like, I watch it now, and I'm like, there's no edge. There's nothing, like, the Count. That was a vampire. That's a freaking vampire. He lives in a creepy castle with bats.
We were doing alphabet flashcards with our son, and they were Sesame Street branded. And every time the count came up, he's like, oh, there's a vampire. Does he suck their blood? Because he's a vampire. Like,
yeah.
He's the count. He counts.
So that used to be what we would say to our parents, too, and they freaked out. There's no more vampires on Sesame Street anymore.
Those assholes.
You get
trying to shelter
Abby Kadabby garbage and Elmo nonsense.
Oh, yeah, it's too cute.
Yeah, it's gross. Ugh. Penis muscle.
Penis muscle. Talked about that?
Oh, did we talk about the messy house?
We talked about getting cock-blocked, which could seeg into a messy house.
It's the last thing on this list, I think. We rewatched the movie Condor Man.
We sure did. That movie really encourages kids to do dangerous things.
Yeah, it's pure camp, and it's also kind of dull at times. It's like oddly dull, and then there's like really cool moments, and then really shitty. It's like, I don't know, Disney attempted like some sort of superhero James Bond crossover.
James Bond for kids.
Well, yeah, and he's got the gimmicks and everything, and like he's got the weird crazy condor car, and well, of course, his weird Condor Man flying suit eventually, which is total garbage. Best part is that condor car, and then him being chased by like all these Porsche 944s and one 911, or no, it's a bunch of 911s and one 944 with the guy who has like a pinball for an eyeball. Like that silver pinball eye.
The villain in Condor Man is actually like a really scary Javier Bardem type villain.
The main guy? Yeah, he's like Largo out of Thunderball.
He doesn't care if he just outright murders people. Like there's undertones in that movie that are super serious.
That's like a serious James Bond film. Like maybe it was aimed at 12-year-olds. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was written to be a bit older and they had to tone it down.
But I know I saw it when I was really young and I liked it because it was kind of like James Bond, but it had a guy who could fly. He had a crazy car. Oh, and that crazy boat with a laser on it at the end.
Laser boat.
Yeah, Condor Man. It's kind of a piece of garbage. Condor Man.
Condor Man.
Worth pirating.
We own a copy.
Good. Of course I own a copy.
Yeah.
I own a copy of a lot of bad movies that I love. I love Condor Man, but in watching it, it's like, oh, yeah, I see now, you know.
It's a little rough around the edges.
Yeah. All right, well, before we go, let's wrap this up on a high note. Who's your favorite X-Man?
I was like Nightcrawler.
It's your favorite, or is that like the first one that just popped into your head and you're like, good enough?
No, I really thought that the character of Nightcrawler, as a type of character that I enjoy reading about. Who do you like? Who's your favorite?
No, they're garbage. They're all garbage. I don't like any of them. I've never liked the X-Men, really. And of course, I know there's people out there that are like ranting and raving that I'm nuts.
The angry nerd.
Well, that one in particular. You gotta watch out for that guy. He's tough.
I say that like I'm not an angry nerd on the internet all the time.
Like, come on, stop talking about how Wolverine can't remember his past already. Like, we know. And I guess you have to repeat things, but I mean, realistically, they show up and it's like, Wolverine, how can you take it? I've got adamantium bones, bub. I regenerate, remember? Even your adamantium melts to my optic blasts, Wolverine. Let's put that to the test. Summers. By the way, I like Jean Grey. You stay away from Jean Grey. That's my girlfriend, Wolverine.
You're a nerd, Cyclops. Hello, everyone.
You hang out with a bald man.
Professor X.
In a wheelchair. Does he make you bathe him, Scott? Well, I don't know where I'm going with that.
Wow.
You know what?
Fuck it. Good night.
Colossus. There, I like that. I like Colossus in his metal skin. All right, let's go.
Thanks for listening. This has been Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. If you'd like to know more about us or have any questions or comments, you can find us on Twitter at Our Honest Pod or contact us through email at ourhonestlife@gmail.com. Thanks again.